Chapter 8. It's the Child. The next morning, in the house next door, Mr. Carrisford was talking with Mr. Carmichael. I wish Ralph Crewe had told me her name. Somehow we must find the girl. I'll never forgive myself if we don't. We'll keep looking, I promise you, said Mr. Carmichael. The two men had been looking for Captain Crewe's daughter for 2 years, but they couldn't find her anywhere. Just then, one of the Carmichael children said, Look, it's the little beggar girl. The child opened the door to let Sarah in. Excuse me, Sarah said. The monkey escaped last night. Should I give him to the Lascar? Mr. Carrisford was surprised.
How do you know he's a Lascar?
I know Lascars. I was born in India.
But I thought you were a maid, Mr. Carrisford said.
Well, I don't know exactly what I am, she replied. At first I was a student, then my papa died because of the diamond mines, then...
Mr. Carrisford looked excited. What was your father's name, child?
His name was Ralph Crewe, she replied.
Carmichael, it's the child, it's her,
Mr. Carrisford cried.
What child am I? She asked, startled.
Mr. Carrisford was your father's friend, Mr. Carmichael answered. Don't be frightened. We've been looking and looking for you.
He explained that the diamond mines hadn't failed. She was a very rich girl indeed. Sarah felt as if she were in a dream. After that, things were very different. She came to live with Mr. Carrisford. They became very good companions. They often talked and read together. The Carmichael children became her friends, too. Sarah continued to play with Ermengarde and Lottie, but she didn't return to the school. At Sarah's request, Becky came to live with her as her attendant. Miss Minchin was not happy. She realized she had made a big mistake. Everyone at the school talked about Sarah.
She's like a princess in a fairy tale, they said.
Indeed, Sarah herself felt that life was quite magical.